Wherefore not this pleasant mount ascendest, cause and source of all delight? And art thou, then, that Virgil, that wellspring from which such copious floods of eloquence have issued? I with front abashed replied, glory and light of all the tuneful train, may it avail that I long with zeal have sought thy volume, and with love immense have conned it o'er. My master thou and guide, thou he from whom alone I have derived that style, which for its beauty into fame exalts me. See the beast from whom I fled, oh, save me from her, thou illustrious sage. For every vein and pulse throughout my frame she hath made tremble. He, soon as he saw that I was weeping, answered, thou must needs another way pursue, if thou wouldst escape from out that savage wilderness. This beast at whom thou criest, her way will suffer none to pass, and no less hindrance makes than death. So bad and so accursed in her kind, that never sated in her ravenous will, still after food more craving than before. To many an animal in wedlock vile she fastens, and shall yet to many more, until that greyhound come who shall destroy her with sharp pain. He will not life support by earth nor its base metals, but by love, wisdom, and virtue, and his land shall be the land twixt either feltro. In his might,